29-year career in law enforcement is drawing to a close this week for an LAPD robbery-homicide detective. Margaret Carrero takes a look at how it all began for Mitzi Roberts.
Long before becoming a detective, Roberts wanted to talk to serial killers.
It's just always what has fascinated me. The evil in man and what makes evil people do what they do.
While working in the restaurant industry, a couple of officers suggested that she become a police officer or a detective.
So I thought, well, okay, maybe. And then I went on a ride along as part of the hiring process, and it was just a kick. It was so much fun, and the adrenaline and just being in that element. And I thought, okay, maybe I do want to be a police officer. This is pretty fun, and I think I can do it. And with that goal of being a detective and the ultimate goal of being a homicide detective.
While she says it's getting much better, Roberts also saw firsthand the sexism in such a male-dominated profession. She told me a story about when she got the opportunity about a year and a half on the job to work gangs in what was known as the crash unit.
They put me with my partner, and we get in the car, and I'm so excited. And we get out of the parking lot, and he turns to me and he says, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to work with a female. I had a partner, and now I'm not working with that partner. And went on to just strip me down of all that joy I had.
Her time as a bartender, however, taught her how to deal with people like that. And she says by about 2 weeks in, they were the best of friends. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.